It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Malaria is among the most lethal infections in the developing world. Fewer people are dying from the disease now than any time in history. But some say even more could be done by replicating the malaria eradication methods used in the American South a long time ago. NPR's Jason Beaubien begins his report with what's being done today in Africa.
A new report from the World Health Organization chronicles a steady decline both in malaria cases and deaths. More people are now sleeping under mosquito nets than ever before, and powerful new anti-malarial drugs are more widely available than even a few years ago. Joy Phumapi, the former health minister of Botswana, says the tools are finally in place to start pushing malaria out of Africa.
There's a very, very strong belief now that malaria can be eliminated.
Despite this optimism, it should be noted that more than 200 million people got sick with malaria last year, and more than 600,000 of them died. Phumapi, who's now with the African Leaders Malaria Alliance, recognizes that there's still a long way to go before malaria will be eliminated, and she says it remains a major drag on economic development across the continent.
The countries that shoulder the highest burden, countries like Mozambique, like Tanzania, like DRC, like Nigeria, it is a huge burden.
Obviously, sick farmers can't farm, absent employees can't produce, sick children can't study. In fact, sick kids put further strain on African mothers.
Once a child presents with fever, a mother has to take care of that child. The mother are the main breadwinners in the rural communities because they are the ones who go and plow the fields. If there are market women, they are the ones who go and sell their produce on the market. The mother cannot do that anymore.
The current attack on malaria in Africa relies heavily on blocking infections, by getting people to sleep under insecticide-treated bed nets, and on improving treatment for people who do get infected. A new study looking at how malaria was eliminated in the American South in the first half of the 20th century, however, found other factors were key to wiping out the disease here in this country.
The primary factor leading to the demise of malaria was large-scale drainage projects, which were backed up by the creation of local public health infrastructure.
Daniel Sledge, an assistant professor at the University of Texas Arlington, says efforts by the U.S. federal government to eliminate mosquito breeding grounds were crucial in driving malaria out of the American South. And he says this was an extremely important public health intervention in our history.
It's almost impossible for us to imagine in the rural South as late as the 1930s, the extent of malaria was in many ways comparable to sub-Saharan Africa today.
Sledge analyzed archived public records to try to determine what drove the decline of malaria in Alabama. There had been some speculation that malaria went into decline when tenant farmers started to move out of the worst affected areas to seek jobs in northern factories. But Sledge says this wasn't the case.
We found that in highly endemic areas, population actually increased over the course of the 1930s.
He says in the U.S., malaria elimination wasn't a fluke of history or the byproduct of economic migration. It was the result of a concerted federal government program to drain mosquito breeding grounds. Large-scale drainage projects aren't central to most current malaria control programs in Africa and elsewhere in the developing world. Sledge says the U.S. history around this could be instructive for efforts to wipe out the disease globally. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.